Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, Christ is risen. Oh my goodness, let's try that again. Christ is risen. And then there's another response. It goes like this. I say, praise the Lord, and you say, hallelujah. Do you reckon you can do that one? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. On this glorious day when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the day of Jesus' triumph over the powers of sin, death, and the devil, I have been preaching a sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. And today I have come to the triumphant conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, which goes like this. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Now, if I can do a bit of shameless self-promotion, if you have missed some of those sermons, I actually think this was a really good sermon series, and I learnt a lot from going through the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. So those are available on MP3 on our website or on the mobile app. But today we come to the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, and how appropriate it is on Easter Sunday to be preaching on, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. What I have learnt as I have been preaching and teaching through the Lord's Prayer is that Jesus wraps up and brings to fruition every single part of that prayer. And every single part of that prayer is actually answered in and by Jesus. And that's particularly true on this Easter Sunday. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. So how does the resurrection of Jesus relate to each of these words of praise that we find at the end of the Lord's Prayer? Let me go through them briefly. For the kingdom is yours now and forever. Through Jesus' bodily resurrection, God's kingdom has come to full flower in Jesus. God's kingdom has come as Jesus has healed the sick and taught people and forgiven and raised the dead and liberated people during his earthly life. And now, through his resurrection, Jesus is the king. He is the boss. He is the boss over death and the power of hell and sin and grief and everything that separates us from God. So the kingdom is yours, Father, and Jesus, now and forever. For the power is yours forever and ever. Through his resurrection, Jesus is beginning to restore all things, to bring an end to death and decay, to remake the world the way that it was intended to be. The risen Jesus says to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." So now there is nothing that is not under the gracious power of Jesus and his Father. Not even the valley of the shadow of death. Not even sickness and grief. All the power that was at work to raise Jesus from the dead is now at work in us, his people, to give us life and salvation and to call us to work with Jesus in his kingdom. And finally, for the glory is yours forever and ever. There is a very well-known Easter hymn, at least in my tradition of the church. It goes like this. Yours is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you won. The risen Jesus is the first fully alive human since Adam and Eve first sinned and rebelled against God in the garden. He's in perfect relationship with the Heavenly Father, and he reflects the Father's glory. And because Jesus is risen, we too will share in his glory. As we follow him, we will more and more reflect what humanity was intended to be, in full relationship with God and in reconciling relationship with others and with the world around us. Jesus, who humbled himself, has been raised and exalted and been given the highest name in heaven and on earth. Jesus is the full representation of the Father's glory, his glory to give life, to forgive sins, and to lead us close to God. As we have explored the heights and the depths of the Lord's Prayer through Lent and Holy Week and Easter, I've come to appreciate much more fully that it is Jesus who teaches us to pray the Lord's Prayer who also becomes the answer to that prayer. He's the one who prays with us and for us. He's the one who now, as the risen Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, continues to intercede for us. You might ask, well, what has Jesus been doing in the 2,000 odd years since he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven? And the Bible tells us that what Jesus is doing right now is standing at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, praying for us, praying for you. And he continues to intercede for you and to answer the petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, Jesus lets us come to God as beloved children who don't need to be afraid. Hallowed be your name. God's name is awesome, even more so now that he has raised Jesus from the dead and we can sit in awe and wonder at what he has done. Your kingdom come. The risen Jesus has brought the kingdom of God to bear in the daily life of this world. And the ripples of a transformed humanity spread out from the epicenter of the resurrection. Give us today our daily bread. In Romans 8 we read, God who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? God provided Jesus and his life and death for your forgiveness. Of course he will provide for your daily needs. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. As Jesus went to the cross, our sins weighed him down. But as he came out of the tomb, he left the sins there in the world of the dead. They have no more power over us, and we have been forgiven. And because we have been forgiven, we can be people who seek reconciliation with others. Lead us not into temptation. As I said, the risen Jesus is now the one who prays for us, and he prays that our faith will not fail. That is what he's doing right now with the Father. But deliver us from evil. In his resurrection, Jesus has defeated the power of sin through his forgiveness. He's defeated the power of death and gives us new life. And he's defeated the power of the devil, the evil one. And now nothing can snatch us from the hand of God. The Lord's Prayer was the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples during his earthly life. It was his own prayer, and it was fulfilled and answered and brought to fruition through his life and death. And the Lord's Prayer is still Jesus' own prayer. And now, as the risen one, he prays it with us and for us. And he uses it to transform us and to change the world as we pray it with him. Truly, the Lord's Prayer is the prayer that changes the world, for it is the prayer of the risen King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.